Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, post-election analysis from Peter Guzman. He's the president of the Las Vegas Latin Chamber of Commerce. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Peter Guzman. He is president of the Las Vegas Latin Chamber of Commerce. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Always a pleasure to spend some time with you, and thank you for the platform that you give so many to be able to talk to the community.
Well, thank you, my friend. So I know you've had a really quiet last month or so.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
So tell me what was going on.
Well, there was a thing called an election.
Well, no, I know about the election part, but you know, you were in the middle of this whirlwind.
Well, I thought you were in the Bahamas somewhere, so I didn't know if you knew the way we had an election, but yeah, we had an election, and we were in the thick of it. We were in the middle of it. It was amazing, actually, that the Latin Chamber of Commerce, you know, really showed how relevant it truly is. Although there's still, you know, groups out there, people that still want to minimize the voice of the Latinos and the Latinas and the Hispanic culture, that's not working anymore. The New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, everybody called me to get our take on the Hispanic vote and Nevada election. So not only Hispanics matter tremendously, Nevada matters a lot.
Yeah, to say the least. What was your thought going into the election, and did the result match up with what you were thinking, or were there differences between what you were hoping and what actually occurred?
Well, first, let me be very clear. We have a process at the Latin Chamber for endorsements. We have a process for our government affairs. We have people that handle that, which is truly good for me. But our mindset at the Latin Chamber of Commerce is one thing, first and foremost. We do a lot of things, but first and foremost is the small business community, the entrepreneurs. We are their voice. We stand shoulder to shoulder with them. We want elected officials that are business friendly. Nevada should be open for business. So that's kind of what our mindset is. We follow those that, you know, talk about being business friendly.
All right. So I understand that. But I guess my question really is, what were you thinking going into the election of the way the Hispanic community would vote? And now, having gotten the results, did that match up to what you were hoping for going in terms of the numbers, in terms of the way they voted, for which party, et cetera? Because, I mean, you know, we ended up with a fascinating situation in this state where you had a split ticket on the two big races. People weren't necessarily expecting that. What were your thoughts before and after?
Well, okay, so my mindset was, I know that this time around, and I said it on your show, and I've said it to the Wall Street Journal, when folks came up to me and said, you know, the Republican, the Latinos and Latinas are running away from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party, I said, slow down. I got criticized a little bit for it. I said, slow down. That's not what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing is, yes, they may be leaving the Democratic Party, but they're hanging out in the middle there in the independent nonpartisan. And you saw that number swell, and it's a huge number. What I'm grateful for is that I see a trend of Hispanics paying more attention than before on more races, not just voting the way they're told or the way certain groups want them to. And I think there's power in that. No political party, I stand by this, no political party should own the Latino Hispanic vote. The power is making them earn our vote. And in my opinion, that's truly exactly what happened. Now, there's no question that, I don't think anybody can deny that abortion had an impact. I think a lot of things had an impact. At the end of the day, you saw a split ticket because people are looking at the governor in a certain way, and it's a little different than how they see a senator. A governor, they actually believe that a governor impacts their day-to-day life, their business life. Small business owners are affected by governor's decisions, and I think they voted accordingly. I don't think that they were viewing the governor as abortion in the same light. That probably was something that was miscalculated, in my opinion. The constant abortion in the governor's race. I don't think that that's exactly what people were looking for. And so maybe they voted accordingly.
You know, what was interesting to me about that was, you know, the attention span of the public is that of a newt, which is about, you know, a millisecond, and then we're on to the next story. And I thought that potentially people might have gotten past COVID and the lockdowns and the business shutdowns, because it's been a while now that we've gotten relatively back to normal. But in fact, as far as I can see, that was the number one thing in the public's mind was, you know, we weren't happy with the way this was dealt with, and we're going to vote accordingly. Is that your read on it?
Well, it's even more than that, Sam. There's no question that business has bounced back, right? I'm not quite sure if that's sustainable, because a lot of that could have been printed money and things. You're starting to see now a 27% decrease in American savings accounts. You see credit card debt going up. So you're starting to see things that really affect the economy. We'll see long term. I want it to be sustained, obviously, but I just know fundamentals. But here's the thing. Business bounced back, but you know what didn't bounce back? Kids that got left behind because of school closings. And I'm telling you that, and I continue to say that moms, especially Hispanic moms, are very upset about that. Their kids got left behind. There's very little time to bounce back from that. I also want to say that, you know, listen, I understand polling and analyzing, and I know that there are people that are in that industry. At the end of the day, it still comes down to good candidates versus bad candidates, in my opinion. We can overanalyze all we want, and we can try to break down numbers and polling and all that. Listen, I think polling better change in the future, how they do polling, or that industry is dead, because the polling was all wrong in the majority of races, not only in Nevada, but across the country, it seems like. There was no red wave. So polling is something that's really interesting. But at the end of the day, it still comes down to, you got to put up good candidates versus, you know, if you're going to have it's good candidates versus bad candidates. I mean, you can overanalyze that all you want, but that's a lot of times what it comes down to. And I think we saw that.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with you, but don't you think for the Hispanic community in the Senate race especially that abortion was a big issue? I mean, it's a predominantly Catholic, you know, group.
I think abortion's a big issue. You know, what I have found out was the races might have not even been as close as they were if the messaging would have been more, I'm fighting for your right to choose, as opposed to sounding almost like you're cheerleading for abortion. That really didn't, I think they could have got more Hispanics. You know, Hispanic women have told me that they are for the right to choose, but when you sound like you're cheerleading abortion, they start turning away. They don't like that. And so I think that Republicans and Democrats should listen to that and should understand that, because we got to unite the country. We can't keep going the way we're going. And, you know, listen, fighting for your right to choose sounds a whole lot better than just cheerleading abortion to Hispanics. And so we'll see how the future holds on that.
I think, and I'd be curious to see whether you agree or disagree, that, you know, the people that run campaigns are not marketing people. They run campaigns. And, you know, from a marketing perspective, I think that campaigns really need to do what you're suggesting, which is reach out to the people you're trying to reach and find out what they want, what they need, what they desire, and, you know, put your campaign strategy in that direction as against telling them this is what you should believe. Does that make sense?
I think that makes a lot of sense. I tend to agree with that. And I truly am hoping that we can go back to some decorum and some, you know, some real debate. You know, there's also a very disturbing trend to me that debates are going away. Like, that to me is fundamental in democracy. I need to see two candidates debate each other instead of watching commercials destroy each other. I want to hear them go at it one, you know, versus each other. And you're starting to see now there are no debates. There was no debates in our Senate race.
Well, there was one, but I mean, it wasn't that well attended. Oh, I'm sorry, in the governor's race, there was one.
There was no debate in the Senate race.
No debate. You're correct.
You don't want to argue with me against this, okay?
No. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the governor's race. There was one debate.
And there was trends across the country that there was very little debates, and I don't see how that's a good trend for democracy.
I don't think it's a good trend for democracy. I don't think it's a good trend for news. There are lots of issues around this, and this has been going on quite a long time now. You know, Governor Sisolak has not appeared on this program in his entire term in office. For what reason, I cannot tell you, but we have tried over the last 4 years to get him on the program, and apparently he's had absolutely no time to do that. His appearances before the media have been minimal at best, and in place, and you know, and I think part of that is what the problem is that if we don't know these people over the entire term of them being in office, then how, you know, all we can judge them by are these awful commercials. And I think the same for Catherine Cortez Masto. In recent days, it's been, well, she's a workhorse, she's this and that, and all these behind the scenes things. Well, I'm grateful to her that she's done this show every year when we go back to DC, and we have a good relationship with her. But she should be all over the place during a six-year term, not just, you know, in commercials and in campaign time and just on Nevada Newsmakers. She should be all over the place. Senator Reid, you called his office and he showed up. I mean, it didn't matter. And that applies to Richard Bryan, Bob List. I mean, the list goes on of governors and senators that have been more than willing and more than happy.
I think you're absolutely correct. And again, I don't like the trend where it's going. The trend is that you can win these big elections through just commercials. And so you really never get to know the candidate. You don't get a personal touch with the candidates. And I think that's a bad trend for democracy. I know it sounds dramatic, but I stand by that. This country needs debates. We need to see our senators and folks debating each other so we can really get to know them. And so I agree with that.
Mark Amaday, and I'm not saying this because he's a Republican. He could be from either party for what he's doing. But he's followed in the footsteps of Barbara Vukanovich. where he has a radio minute that runs all year long, every year, year in and year out, where he just talks about the issues going on in Washington and what his positions are and why. And I think that a lot of people in CD2, even though it's almost a gimme that he's going to be reelected if he doesn't have a strong opponent on the Republican side, but his communications really help people to understand Mark Amadei. And whether you like him or not, at least you know where he stands. And I wish more candidates and more people in office would do those sorts of things. And then maybe maybe we could take the pressure off this garbage that we run for 6 months before an election.
Yeah, no, and that's a great example, Sam. I mean, he's one of those guys where people always come up, when they finally meet him in person, they come away saying the same thing. Gosh, I didn't expect him to be so personable. I didn't expect him to be so funny. That, you know, we're going to lose that kind of stuff if we have candidates and this trend where we don't get to talk to the candidates. We don't get to hear from them. They're not debating each other. You know, that trend is going to go away, and that's a bad thing. That's bad for democracy.
Absolutely. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Peter Guzman after this time out.
It's a good time to win during the Big Deal $150,000 guaranteed giveaways at Tamarack Casino. $15,000 in cash and free play giveaways each week. And $50,000 in grand prize giveaways with two top prizes of $15,000 cash. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Ring in the holidays with $350,000 big holiday extravaganza at Carson Valley Inn. Over 1,000 winners, weekly cash, free play, and up to $10,000 in cash every Saturday. And two grand prize drawings, win up to $20,000 in cash. 'Tis the season for winning big at the Carson Valley Inn.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Peter Guzman. He is president of the Las Vegas Latin Chamber of Commerce. I just want to hit one more thing on the elections here, which is, you know, both sides were putting money into getting bad candidates to win the primaries so they'd have an easier ride in the generals. What's your thoughts on that?
Another trend that I think is horrible for democracy. I mean, I just think, strategy, I get the strategy, and apparently it worked in quite a few races. So, you know, listen, I can't knock the strategy, I suppose, if it's actually working, but is it good for the country? Is it good for democracy in the long run? I don't think so. I think candidates should be able to beat each other head to head. I think more debates and less strategy, especially that strategy, is better for democracy in the long run.
February, we're going to have a new session of the Nevada legislature. Joe Lombardo, Republican, versus one supermajority and one almost supermajority over at the legislature. Do you think they're going to meet in the middle and get some stuff done?
I do. You know, I absolutely do. I'm always a positive thinking person. And so until you tell me or prove me otherwise, I'm going to think that on the positive side, that's just who I am. I believe that Democrats and Republicans in the legislature can come together. There's going to be disagreements. Absolutely. But I think that we have enough there in leadership and in seniority, where folks are going to realize that at some point you got to realize what's best for Nevada, what's best for the citizens, what's best for, you know, democracy and our country. And folks are going to have to, somebody's going to have to be the big boy in the room and say, listen, not everybody gets to win 100%, but let's get some wins here and let's work together and do that. If we go in with that kind of attitude, we're going to have a great session and we're going to have a great future. And I think Lombardo can do that. I think that he's a sensible guy. And I think he's the type of person that could sit across from folks and come to some, the word compromise, oh my God, but could come to some sensible legislation.
All right, let's take another break. We'll come back with a hot topic right after this timeout.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org. With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologists and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Peter Guzman. He is the president of the Las Vegas Latin Chamber of Commerce. Okay, so we'll have Republicans controlling the House. We'll have Democrats controlling the Senate. We've got a Democratic president for the next 2 years. Do you see any sign, any hope of legitimate reform for immigration on any level?
You know, again, it puts me in a tough spot because I want to be a positive thinking person and I want to, but I'm not going to lie to you. When it comes to immigration, I've been beat up for a lot of years on this subject, thinking that things are going to happen and then they don't. And now I'm even fearful even more because I believe that, the border's in chaos. It's become a strategy. It's almost become an industry now. So I don't see any motivation from either party to want to fix it. And it makes me sick because we could have fixed it under Obama. He had all branches of government. He promised to do something with immigration and he didn't. And so here we are continuing to kick the can down the road. Both parties do it because there's a strategic way of thinking about it in terms of winning elections. And it's a shame. People are dying at the border. We could do it so much better. We could be a beacon of light. We could show the world how the United States of America can do it and do it better than anybody. And yet we don't.
Well, the other thing is that's what's stupid to me is that every company that I represent in my advertising agency needs employees. And we have all these people that could work but can't work because the companies I represent have federal contracts. They cannot hire somebody who is not legal. And so therefore, they're going without employees when they desperately need them, and yet there are people here who could be doing the work.
Agreed. And again, we're talking about something that we actually can fix, And boy, it's frustrating when you know that smart people can get in a room and fix this thing very quickly, by the way. And yet there's no motivation to do it again because you know, it wins elections. It divides and conquers. And so I feel horrible about it. I will continue to try to push it. And when I go to D.C., I will continue to try to talk about it and do my part. But do I see a real solution coming up? I really don't.
I just want to add that you mentioned the Obama administration failed in trying to do this. So did the George W. Bush administration with the aid of Harry Reid and Senator John McCain. They were not able to get it done either. We've got to go back to 1986. It's crazy that we've gone this long. Anyway, that's where we got to leave it for today. But you know, I love having you on the program. We look forward to you coming back soon, my friend.
Anytime, Sam. I always love that you give me the opportunity to have a voice.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mindum with Joey Whitaker, and you've got a lot of convention space and meeting breakout space for people. Tell us about what's available.
Well, we can handle a group up to about 250, and anywhere as small as 10 or 15. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what the customer's looking for. We're open to anything. It's a beautiful drive, and if you live in South Reno, it's probably about 30, 35 minutes, so it's real easy to get to. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.